The sermon for Christmas Day is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. The sermon is entitled, No Longer in the Dark. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, does anyone know what happened last Wednesday for all those who inhabit the Northern Hemisphere? That's right. The winter solstice. Have you ever thought of the winter solstice? I don't know if you've ever thought of it. But the winter solstice marks exactly that very moment when half of the earth is tilted the farthest away from the sun. The one day of the year, the one day where we encounter the least amount of sunlight. Or on the other hand, the darkest night and the longest night of the year. Yet the winter solstice also marks, on the bright side, no pun intended, from here on out, daylight becomes longer and longer as we reach the spring and summer months. And so it is today that there in darkness, it is on this Christmas day that we rejoice in the light of all lights, and that is Jesus. He is the true light, the radiance of the glory of God, and the exact imprint of his nature, from Hebrews 1, and that is Jesus. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. Again, this is Jesus. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. Again, this is Jesus, the Son of God. Because today, and every day, of course, is about Jesus. The true light that makes his grace known to all the world. By coming to this world to be the light that John bore witness about. Because without Christ, that's right, without him, the world would be left in the dark. I know the term being in the dark is a term that reminds us of being out of the loop, unaware, ignorant, and even spiritually blind. And today, as the true light enlightens each and every one of us, the light of life for all men, the light-filled gift of this gospel of Jesus Christ, the question is, why do we need this particular light? Why do we need the light of Christ? Because without him, we are in the dark. Yes, in the dark, not a semi-dark, not a dusk-like dark, not even a just-before-sunrise type dark. No, we are in complete darkness. I remember in grade school, I'm pretty sure you all have conducted this experiment at home, but there was a time where our teachers would teach us, probably in earth science, the importance of light. And there we were instructed to take a newly seeded potted plant home and put one on the windowsill, and of course the other one in the closet in the dark. And of course, you know how that experiment would go. The question is, have you ever seen a plant ever survive in the dark? And the answer is, no. Because a plant needs light, doesn't it, Robert?
Yes.
And we need light, don't we? Just like plants need light, we need light. Not just any light, but the light of Christ. And spiritually speaking, ever since the fall into sin, spiritual darkness would follow. Not a semi-dark, not a dusk-like dark, but complete darkness, this abyss that is being left in the dark, the separation from God. And like that idiom, being in the dark, no one wants to be in the dark. In all matters, no one wants to be in the dark. Yet ironically, in our sinful nature, how sometimes that dark place, well, we covet. Because the great temptation in our sinful nature is to live where we are not exposed. As it says in John chapter 3, "And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil." See, the light brings out the darkness. The light exposes what we are really dealing with, spotlighting exactly the battle that is before us ever since the fall. And many will take offense to that because the nature of the flesh is to do what? Is to say, we do not need Christ. I'm not a sinner, right? I'm a good person. I can live without Christ. And who is to say that we're living in darkness? After all, in California, what do we see 99% of the year? We see the sunlight. Who says we're in darkness? And who even needs the true light that Christ gives? See, this is the great deception of our fallen, sinful nature. A dangerous matter this is. Because when we spiritually dwell upon darkness, in the dark, we cannot find our way back to God. In the dark, we cannot find our way out of darkness. No human strength, no energy, no will of ours can escape the darkness that surrounds us ever since the fall, because we are unable. We do not have the ability to find God, for apart from Christ and His gracious work for each and every one of us, we are spiritually blind and dead. As it reads in 1 Corinthians, "The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned." In other words, this is our nature. As we are born into sin, into this spiritual darkness, we cannot find. So we cannot choose. We cannot decide. We cannot rescue or save ourselves. This is our spiritual condition. And in this darkness, understanding what this darkness truly is, what do we need? You know, friends here in Simi Valley and Moore Park, we very well know what happens when it becomes very windy. We wait for the lights to go out, don't we? I don't know about you, but that's what I wait for. I mean, I hope it doesn't go out. But I know finally one day the electricity shuts down. And there, as the electricity shuts down, what do we immediately look for? We look for the candles or the lanterns or the flashlights or whatever instrument that emits light. Now look at your bulletin. Right there on the front cover of the page, we see the word light. Right? Because this is what Christ brings. We rest upon His true light that has enlightened and illumined your heart and mind to the dawning of the new day. Not just any day, but the birth of Christ, who ushers in the true light that is forevermore. The gift of all gifts, delivering you from the darkness of death, the darkness of sin, the darkness of that is of the separation from God. This is what the light brings, and that is the one and only light, the radiance of His eternal glory. Radiance. You know, when you live in the clouds, when you live in darkness and you see the sunlight, for the first time in 3 weeks. I know us People in Southern California probably don't even think about that. But when I used to live up in Washington, there were times where for 3-4 weeks you would never see the sun. And when the sun would peek through, you would just close your eyes and you would face the sun and you would bask in the radiance of vitamin D. Right? And I don't know about you, and it's hard to, you know, be in my shoes because us in this context, we don't really, some people might even say here that we're tired of the sun. But when you're in that environment and you see the sun and you close your eyes and it's beaming down on your face, you just smile and thank the Lord for the sun. And how much more is the radiance of Christ? That he has brought you out of darkness. Think about that. That by his grace, you are no longer in the dark. No longer isolated. No longer secluded by yourself. No longer caught up, right, in this sin and death and the separation from God. No, it's the Word, right? The Word of Christ, who became flesh, who dwelt among us. That this is the glory of God from the Father, that he sent his Son, grace upon grace, full of grace and truth, and this is Jesus Christ. No longer are you in the dark, because the Word dwelt among us. So that word dwelt in the Greek is translated tabernacled. And I know I've mentioned this before. But it's a word that tabernacled with the Old Testament Israelites, right? The pillar of smoke by day, the fire by night, leading the Israelites in this exodus, tabernacled with them, the Lord did. And in the same way, this tabernacle of the Old Testament pointed to how the Lord tabernacled with humanity in the Word made flesh, leading the people by the true and eternal light, the light of Christ. See, this true light that comes into the world and brings light to the world, not a light bulb, not the sun, but the true light that shatters darkness. No longer are you in the dark, because this virgin birth, conceived by the Holy Spirit, the Lord came into the world to be your light. The light of life that would be his death for you. This is what our Lord needed to do. That is, to be your true light, that meant to stand in your place. To die the death that no other could die, but only Christ on the cross, where there this light would be shown forth by his faithfulness, obedient unto death, full of grace and truth. The cross where our Lord would wash away, shedding his blood, cleansing you and forgiving you of all your sins. I know Christmas is not just another time of the year. It's not just a time where we are searching out the best gifts or making sure that we have all our cards sent out, which I haven't done yet. So be on the lookout for that. Or making preparations for our family dinners. Yes, all these things are great. But now is a time to dwell upon the true light that has illumined you. The true light that publishes the good news through the sending of his Son. That works the miracle that shatters the darkness of sin and death there at the crucifixion for you. You know, many people that day as Jesus was dying on the cross, they thought the light was over. The devil probably thought so too. But no, because he is the true light, he defeats death. He redeems and purchases you. He forgives you of all your sin. Because this is the true light. All the false lights will promise things guarantee things, but what do false lights bring? Nothing at all. But the true light of Christ, there 3 days later, the resurrection, would give you the light that defeats death, that comforts you, assuring you of your salvation, knowing indeed by this true light you are forgiven of all your sins. And on this day we gather together, rejoicing in the birth of our Lord. The light that is the work of Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. The light that is the work of Christ who by his death and resurrection writes your name in the book of life. The light is the work of Christ that crushes the devil and all his evil works. No other light can deliver you this, but only Christ. The greatest gift that does not sit underneath the tree. No, the greatest gift that was lifted high upon the tree, bearing your sins, laying down his life to overcome darkness. Your darkness he has overcome. So friends, this day, rejoice! Because through all things, no longer are you in the dark. Because God has brought you to his marvelous light. Thanks be to God for deliverance, for his true light that has rescued you. The light of eternity, the light of forgiveness, the light of hope. In Christ Jesus, the radiance, the glory, where there you bask, celebrating and rejoicing. That's right. No longer are we in the dark. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Christmas Day Sermon from Faith Lutheran Church in Moore Park, California. For more information, visit us on the web at faithmoorpark.com.